Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Topsy Scott, ZL2LS in Nelson, and together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2017. Greetings everyone. I'm Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, tonight standing in for Jim, ZL2BHF, who has laryngitis. Our NZART business manager, Debbie, ZL2DL, will not be with us tonight as she is down with the flu. She has asked me to advise you that your subscription invoice for the 2018 year will be included with your July-August break-in. So please open your break-in carefully. Okay, let's go. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. Reporting from Blenheim is our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW.
Hello to everyone listening in. During the conference weekend in Rotorua, Council received an offer from Peter Mulhere, ZL2IK, to fill the Northern Region Council vacancy. At the last Council meeting in June, this application was accepted and Peter has been welcomed to Council. Peter is also our callbook editor and I would like to thank him for stepping forward. There does, however, remain one Council vacancy in the Southern Region and as always we are keen for volunteers, either to put their names forward or if anyone else can suggest someone that we might be able to shoulder tap. Other than that, there is really not a lot of news for this month from NZRT. I would like to speak a little bit about recruitment of new people to amateur radio. I'd like to start with the welcome that a prospective new member receives if they attend a club event. This is a crucial time and could well have a bearing on whether or not that person is seen again. Let's be honest, not all are best suited for this job. We are all different. So make sure your club has a good PR person for this role to make new people feel welcome and included. Some branches have been able to round up fair-sized groups of people for weekend courses followed by the examination. These branches are well known and include North Shore, Hawke's Bay, Christchurch and Otago and others. Debbie Morgan can provide contact people within those branches if others want to do the same. Another important source of recruitment is to shoulder tap someone you know or a friend of a friend who may be interested in amateur radio. When it comes to selecting new recruits, I don't think we should get too hung up about any particular demographic. Young and old and somewhere in the middle can all be recruited and get enjoyment out of our activities. Younger people may drift away, but some will return later. This is certainly what happened with me. Older people with grown-up families or retirees may latch on to the hobby with more enthusiasm and become complete converts, but that can happen at any age, so again, we should not be too focused on any particular age group. Following the successful examination, the most crucial phase starts, keeping this person active and involved. Here I would refer you back to having the right people in the branch to follow recruits up and see them get started with the right advice and guidance. Well, good luck to all branches with recruitment, and that's all for me tonight. Thanks, Topsy.
Thank you, Stuart. The President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. The 2017 Sangster Shield was held over the weekend of Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of May. Organiser Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, joins us tonight with the results.
Thanks, Topsy, and thanks to all who took part in this 90th Sangster anniversary year. Numbers were steady, with 17 logs received from 12 of the 14 branches on air. There were 19 participants in total, with a few new call signs appearing this year, which is promising for the future. Scores are noticeably down on last year, which may be due to poor conditions on Sunday night, mainly affecting central and south call areas. Hearty congratulations to long-time contestant Paul, ZL1PC, who gains a milestone in the role of honour in being the first ever entrant to record 5 open section wins. Paul's first win was 1999, and he has appeared on the open section podium an impressive 9 times to date. This year he wins with 11,505 points. Mike ZL2AUA takes second place with 9,555 points, just ahead of Bill 3VZ with 9,360 points. Now a third time South Island winner Bill ZL3VZ steps up from second place last year to once again take the Arthur Stevens Trophy with 9,360 points. with Barry ZL2LN on 7,080 points, and Phil ZL3PAH following in third place with 6,490 points. No contestants requested entry into the Transistor Trophy section this year. Whangarei Branch 28 entered four logs and hence wins the Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy, which is the branch award. Operators were Paul ZL1PC, Bruce ZL1BWG, Alan ZL1AW, and Charlie ZL1DAC. I will record all four stations on their certificate, since no other branch reached the required three entrants. The 14 qualifying active branches were 2, 5, 11, 16, 22, 24, 28, 42, 50, 56, 69, 84, 87, and 88. A good number of VKDX contacts were recorded this year, but almost all were from VK2IG, whose highest recorded contact number was 49, sent to me on 22:59 on Sunday. A really dedicated operator. Once again, it was great to have a log from almost all operators, which makes checking and adjusting easy. And again, thank you to all participants.
Thanks, Glenn. Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, the Sangster Shield Contest Organiser. Now, for a catch-up on the international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Imagine combining some daily DXing with a leisurely bike ride. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, caught up with one radio amateur who doesn't have to imagine that at all. Here's his story.
Fresh air and exercise can be good for you. So can ham radio. What about putting them all together? John Webster, N6JW, did just that. He decided to combine working HF with bicycling and has been very successful at it. He said it started by staring at a mountain bike that was in the shed and thinking,
let me see if it is possible, since I had an Alacroft KX3, to have a keep it simple setup and do a bit of HF bicycle mobile operations. So what I aimed at is the absolute minimum, initially using the internal battery with the radio mounted on the handlebars. You know, the trail-friendly style of the KX3 makes it possible to put the whole radio right on the handlebars. Put a hamstick on the back and discovered that, in fact, the steel frame of the bike acted as an excellent counterpoise for 20 meters, 17 and 15. I haven't really tried 10. I do throw out a wire if I'm stationary on 40 because of just the size of things.
Webster loves to work DX while biking, and he's done rather well with it, in fact.
My best DX has been a long path contact with a VK6LC, Mal, in Western Australia, and I know it was long path because he turned his beam and I lost him on the short path, and I turned the wick down to 5 watts, and it's actually recorded on my QRZ.com page, and worked 15,500 miles from the bicycle.
If you'd like to learn more about how Webster's setup works or are interested in trying it yourself, he invites anyone to check out his N6JWQRZ.com page.
Yes, you can get a couple of pictures. They're welcome to use my N6JW at ARRL.org email. Contact me. Happy to try to give some assistance.
Webster and his wife are avid bikers, and he's on the air from the bike quite a bit. Keep an eye on the spotting sites, and you may end up with a very interesting QSO. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
As date for the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend gets closer, amateurs on Prince Edward Island are especially proud to be participating from a location that's as old as Canada itself. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has those details.
Canada's East Point Lighthouse on Prince Edward Island is known as the Confederation Lighthouse, the sole survivor of the two built in 1867, the year Canada itself was established. Like Canada, it's marking its 150th year. Now the lighthouse will be gaining another distinction. It will be the location from which hams operate on August 18th during the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. It will be among as many as 500 lighthouses in 40 nations around the globe, giving their best effort to make the most contacts possible over the course of 48 hours that weekend. The lighthouse will operate with the call sign VY2PLH. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW, in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's now time for WARO News, and it's a pleasure for me to say a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Topsy, and good evening, everyone. August is going to be a very busy month for WARO members. Instead of our usual WIL activity week, a WARO award is being held from Saturday the 19th of August to Saturday the 26th of August inclusive. This award is open to all amateurs, both OMs and YLs. Contacts can be made on 2 metres, 70 centimetres, 80 metres, phone or CW. A bonus station ZL6YL will need to be worked and can be claimed as 5 points. A member of WARO Executive 4 points, a WARO member 3 points, an OM who's a paid-up friend of WARO 3 points, and a YL who's a non-member of WARO 1 point. These points are for initial contacts only, and stations may all be worked on separate days on other bands and occasions and can count towards the award, but will only be worth 1 point. And New Zealand amateurs only need a total of 20 points for the award, so not too hard to get. Full information about this award can be found in the latest WARO bulletin, and also they'll be in the July-August break-in. The Hamilton Market Day has been held on Saturday the 26th of August, and as usual, YLs will get together for morning tea. All ladies are welcome to come along to this. They don't have to be WARO members to attend. The Australian YL Group's ALARA Phone and CW contest is being held over 24 hours from 0600 on Saturday the 26th of August to 0559 hours UTC on Sunday the 27th of August. This contest is on HF, 2 metres and on Echolink, and is open to all licensed operators. Full details can be found in the latest ALARA magazine or on their website. A number of WARO members are also ALARA members, and it's hoped they'll get on the air and support the contest. And lastly, a quick reminder that if you plan to go to a ALARA meet in Cairns, registrations close on July the 31st. That's all from WARO for this month, Topsy. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Topsy, and good evening, everyone. We start from the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, NZART Branch 82. They have a meeting on Wednesday, August the 9th, at the clubrooms on Whangaparoa Road in Whangaparoa, featuring a talk on meteor scatter by James, ZL2ET. To Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, where they meet at the clubrooms in Heritage Park at 7:30pm on Wednesday, August the 2nd. The speaker will be Steve Couchman, senior pilot of the Northland Emergency Services Trust helicopter. To the Auckland VHF group, Branch 66, NZART. The next meeting is on Monday the 14th of August at the clubrooms at 30 Hazel Avenue in Mount Roskill, starting 7:30pm. James Smith, ZL2ET, will talk on meteor scatter communications. The next Napier Branch 25 meeting will be on Wednesday the 2nd of August, 7:30pm, at the clubrooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. The meeting will feature the annual Bring and Show, where your discovery or new purchase can be displayed. Hawke's Bay Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 13 in Hastings, is making available an Amateur Operator Certificate Training Weekend, a boot camp, on the weekend of the 16th and 17th of September. If you or someone you know is interested, please contact David Walker, ZL2DW, to get the details and information about the weekend. And the email address is david@apxradiocoms.co.nz. david@apxradiocoms.co.nz. And now finally to Christchurch Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 2nd of August at the clubrooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton, starting from 7:30pm. The speaker will be historian Gerard Morris, who will talk on the unification of New Zealand time. The club is also organising an evening for those new licensees who have recently passed their licence and who want information on operating procedures, radio types, where to buy gear and so on. In other words, all the stuff to get a new amateur up and running in one easy package. To be held at the clubrooms on Thursday, August the 10th, around 7pm. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Topsy.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Before we go tonight, advice that New Plymouth Branch 27 NZART is celebrating its 90th birthday on Saturday the 23rd of September at the Plymouth International Quality Hotel on the corner of Courtney and Leach Streets in New Plymouth. Registration forms for this event are downloadable from the branch website at www.zl2ab.com. Registrations will close with the New Plymouth Branch Secretary on 11th of September. There will be more details on the program for the event on the next month's official broadcast. The next official broadcast for NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 27th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with Topsy ZL2LS standing in for Jim ZL2BHF, concluding the NZART official broadcast for July 2017. Good night, everyone.